It's my privilege to talk to God, to introspect, to listen to God anytime I choose. Introspection is my privilege anytime I choose. I can listen to God anytime I choose. I can be in a very busy world and very busy activities going on. I can be driving my car. I can be flying my airplane. I can be riding in a bus or a car or a train or a plane or anything. I can be sitting in front of my television set, completely oblivious to the outer world and listening to the divine within, listening to God talking to me. Sometimes I'm right in the middle of an activity and my consciousness says, hey, listen. And I stop whatever I'm doing. It's nothing difficult, but I stop whatever I'm doing and I listen. And I'll listen for 2 or 3 hours, maybe a day or two. And then after I'm done listening, I'll come back to my human self and I'll say, I must have fallen asleep for a minute, for a second. I must have drowsed off. I must have disappeared for a second. Where did I go? We can have an eternity with the infinite. We can have an eternity in our discussion with God, in our listening to God, in a second of human time. For in the allness, time is meaningless. It has no purpose, it has no direction, it has no name, because all is. When I step into my awareness of God, awareness as God, and I listen to the divine in me, I release all the human aspects. I have no attention there whatsoever. I have only attention in the infinite. And as I have attention as God, of God, through God, being God, I live lifetimes in but a fraction of a human second. I live on many dimensions at once. All do. All creation live on many dimensions at once. I live on dimensions on other planetary systems. I live on dimensions upon dimensions in this dimension right where I am now. There are lifetimes and lifestyles and experiences and the divinity being the divinity in unique and charming and wonderful ways right here. If I had a million sets of eyes and could see a million sets of experiences, I would see a million sets of experiences taking place right here, right in this very instant where I am, doing exactly what I'm doing. This is what I as God do. This is what I as God experience. This is part of the fun of being God. I go through all these experiences and I'm 100% aware of them. I'm alert to these experiences. I I know what's happening. And then when I return to this aspect of being this human body and this human being, I instantly forget all of the things that I did as though they had never happened. Because the belief within me doesn't want to accept that. But if I say, oh, it was a dream, that I can accept. If I say, oh, it was my imagination, I have a good imagination. Boy, do I have a good imagination. The things that I thought about in this past instant are just amazing, just outstanding, just fabulous. And they were not imagination. They were things of reality. They were experiences living on other dimensions. But because I don't have the confidence in myself yet to say that, I say they were illusions. They were dreams. They were wishful thinking, perhaps. But reality is the allness. And being, doing, living, experiencing and knowing all of the things that I do on all dimensions is fascinating. This is what every single being does. The thought that we have about space travel, time travel, the visions that we have, the reading that we do about outlandish, outrageous things, these are merely evidence of things that actually happened and are happening and are in us right now, in me right now. I delight in being aware of these little magical journeys, because as I'm aware of these little magical journeys, I'm living in the presence of my divine self. And as I live in the presence of my divine self, I feel very good. I feel very uplifted. I feel very beneficial in every way. I feel a sensitivity of knowing the God that I am. If I choose, I can say, God, tell me a little bit about what I've been experiencing, a little bit about these out-of-body journeys and these trips and these adventures and these dreams and these visions and these sort of half-glimpses of things that happened in my life and I don't fully know about it. Tell me about it. Why should I tell you anything about what is going on? You are God and you are conscious. If you say to yourself, I know what is going on, if you say to yourself, I am conscious on every level of awareness of what's going on, then you will be. And each level of consciousness that you think about, you are conscious of it. And then you move to another level, you move to another, and you move back and forth between levels of consciousness in the flash of an eye, and even shorter time than that, hundreds of times a second, you move back and forth between various levels of consciousness. Oh? Is that why I have these wonderful imaginations, these wonderful dreams, these wonderful things? Yeah, that's right. That's when you're really beginning to tune in. To tune in that you are the allness, the oneness, that you are the isness. Exciting, isn't it? Yes. Thank you, God. What are you thanking me for? I'm you, you're me. Remember? I know, but I like to say thank you. Well, say thank you to yourself. Say, thank you, Herb, for taking me on this wonderful trip. Thank you, Herb, for being such a alert, awake, aware listener and observer of what's going on in your universe. Things that you took for granted or never paid attention to before, now you're paying attention to. Little children don't have that problem. They are it. They live in that consciousness. They live in the experiences that we only wish for. Because they don't say, oh, I can't believe it. They just believe it and experience it. And as we get over the I can't believe it attitude, we too open up the door. That's right, Herb. You open up the door as you get over the idea that it's impossible for such a thing to take place. And then you begin to experience it. Then you begin to experience all of the things that are going on in all the dimensions of time and space, of the timelessness and the spacelessness of all, and you begin to enjoy them. You enjoy them not because they're something new or they're something different or something you never experienced before, but because now you have a conscious awareness of it. Well, God, I understand that if I'm consciously aware of my God self, the allness, I'm not consciously aware of my human self. Well, that's true. That's true. But are you ready to say that you are consciously aware of your allness right now? Are you ready and willing to say that? And the answer is no. The answer is no, because you will not let yourself drift from your human awareness into your absolute awareness, because the moment you drift from your human awareness to your absolute awareness, your human awareness appears to cease to exist, and you live only in absolute. And if you have one tinge of interest in your human self, in your human world, then you cannot make that transition. You cannot make that awareness, even though it's right there, right in you, right in me, right what we are. But God, you make it so difficult. I make it difficult. I make it easy when you follow me. But when you play the human game that is available to you to play, then you limit yourself. Then you tell yourself it can't be. Then you tell yourself it'll never work. Then you tell yourself that it's not who you really are. You're the one who tells yourself these things, not your God self, not me, and your divine self, not me, your reality. That's you. Because you like to play games. That's part of what you think is fun. Well, isn't it fun? Don't you have games, God? Oh, I have lots of games. But my games are quite different from what you would consider as a game. My game is to send out a smile. My game is to look upon my creation and say, good and very good. My game is to see everyone whole and perfect. My game is to see everyone in the universe fulfilling every dream that passes through their heart. That's my game. My game is to know my creation and know that they are good and very good. Know my creation and know that they are just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. God, you know that word too? Of course, I wrote it. Don't you know that? Well, I kind of thought that, but you know, I thought that was a frivolous word, and certainly God has nothing to do with frivolous things. Well, think again, Herb. God is the creator of frivolity. And there will be frivolity as long as there is God, and God is forever. So you can expect that it is forever. Do you delight in the Mary Poppins story? Do you delight in the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious word? Do you delight in this musical fun, in this magical fun, in this illusion experience? Do you delight in this lady having an umbrella and floating down from the sky with her umbrella, just as though she were walking in the rain. And she has her bag with her. She has her sack that she carries with her. And when she opens her bag, she takes things out of there that couldn't possibly be fitting in there. Yes, she's having fun. And I'm having fun, creating her having fun. And all of it is just an illusion. A wonderful, beautiful illusion. But nonetheless, an illusion that has very temporary status. My gosh. That sounds very exciting, God. No. It's not really exciting. It's just joyful. Exciting is something that takes our emotions and takes them beyond the boundary of balance oftentimes. But fun and joyful are balanced and harmonious aspects of being fun and joyful. That's what I teach, and that's what I am, and that's what I share, and that's what I am. And I don't give it to anybody, I just am it. And anybody who's ready and willing and able to participate in it, there it is, right there, for everybody. No matter whether they believe in the concept of the infinite presence or not. I am rain that falls from the sky, even when people think it's not raining. I am the sun, behind the clouds, before the clouds, around the clouds, even when people think there's no sun. I am always there. The clouds might be an illustration of how our thought limits us from seeing who we really are. And when we're limited in who we really are, then we are not really who we are. We are just a part of who we are. Well, God, here you are talking about parts, and you're talking about limitations, you're talking about illusions, you're talking about... What is truth, God? I want to be all of God right now. I really want to be all of God right now. Okay, Herb? If you want to be all of God right now, then put your thought on the idea, I am all of God right now. Put your thought on, I am all of God right now. And you will be all of God right now. But there's nothing you can do for the world around you. It doesn't need you. There's nothing you can do for your family. They don't need you. Nothing you can do for anyone. Nobody needs you. Because you don't create a world with any needs. You just create a world bubbling over with happiness and joy. And creating a world bubbling over with happiness and joy, there is nothing to be changed or nothing to be improved upon, nothing to be worked with. Truly a fascinating realm, a fascinating story. Truly something that seems so far afield from what we have expected of it, that it's hard to believe that it could be, that such a existence could be where all there is happiness, all there is peace and joy and right action. Oh, the story of Pollyanna sort of leads toward it, but it still touches the humanness. I, as God, extend beyond the humanness. I, as God, and all that is me, which is everything, extends far beyond the human aspect. And stepping beyond the human aspect, it reaches into infinity, the infinity of the all. Kind of fascinating, kind of wonderful, kind of beautiful, but that's what God is all about. And that's how God thinks and how God acts and how God lives and how God expresses itself. God, whenever I talk to you, I just sort of feel, I don't have to give a thought to anything. Well, Herb, when you are God, in your awareness of yourself being God, you will not think a thought, you will be the fulfillment of every thought. You will not choose things in your world, you will be things in your world. You will not want anything in life, you will instantly have whatever it is you think about. Now, Volume 3 of the Life and Teachings of the Master of the Far East, they tell about these various things and how we live in that higher state of consciousness and how we dwell in that higher state of consciousness, and that all things are possible as we keep our consciousness clear and one-pointed in that higher level. Many books come out and say this type of thing, and many do not. Many other books that don't step right to the point right away lose a great deal. So when any of the statements are made in this School of the Master program, you can be sure that it's straightforward, it's straight to the point, it's straight to the issue that all is God and all is good and all is fun. It takes a little thinking about it, it takes a little awareness, it takes a little delight, it takes a little magic, but it can be done very easily. And the ease with which it can be done starts right now. This is who each of us is. This is what each of us can do and does do. We are the master of our world. We are the master of every experience we could ever desire. And as the master, we can take that control right now. We can talk to God as God. We can live in this perfect body. We can be the ideal human. And no one will see us. No one will know we're here. Because if the others are not ideal, they cannot see an ideal. If anybody else in this universe that we have created thinks there's a limitation, then we haven't done our job well of being a role model of living in the unlimited reality. Pretty great. Pretty great. Training ourselves to go into introspection, to listening to the divine within, is one of the most exciting, illuminating experiences any of us could ever know for ourselves. And that personal activity of listening within is so exciting and so powerful that the more time we can take toward doing it and enjoying it, the more wonderful we feel and the more fulfilled we feel. Because this is what we are all about. This is what I am all about. This is what the Divine is all about. All is the revelation. All is the revealingness of what I am all about. Now, all of us are very much into this thought right now. So take this thought and let it be your thought. Take this thought and let it be your wisdom. Let it be your way for yourself. And as you do that, you'll feel so fulfilled, so rewarded. You'll feel just like I do. And that is good, and very, very good. Now you're in this introspective mood. So take some time right now to listen in the introspective mood to the Divine speaking to you, revealing to you all the genius that you are, all the wonderment that you are, and all the fun that you are.